Is really about the music, allowing the music to minister to our souls. How about that?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to start with a quote from a vision statement for Centers for Spiritual Living, a part, you know, I'm a part of that organization. And so a part of that vision statement reads that we see a world which has renewed its emphasis on music, beauty, nature, and love through the resurgence of creativity, art, and aesthetics. Can you imagine that? Can you see a world that's infused with beauty and magnificence? So my very brief talk calls for us to look at ourselves because we're on our soul's journey. And this look at ourselves is to see if we are fulfilling our creative nature. It's inherent in all of us, and it manifests in different ways. Now, oftentimes when people think about creativity, they think that you have to be a musician or an artist or an actor or an actress. I'm very creative because I solve problems. Did you know that that requires creativity too? So I want you all to think about all of the gifts that you have, all of the skills, all of the abilities, all of the talent, because that is how your creativity expresses. So here are a few quotes from Ernest Holmes, who wrote the Science of Mind textbook, my Bible. There is always the greater possibility available to you. There is a divine strength and an infinite wisdom at the center of your being, ever waiting to be released and fully expressed. That will enable you to put more into your life and living and to take more out of it. A limitless creativity exists and expresses through all that is, including you. It is always seeking a further channel of expression through you. Recognize that it exists and accept it and act upon it in your life. To be creative seems to be a fundamental drive that of necessity must find an outlet in constructive manner if one is to be a full and complete human being. Another one. One of the greatest vitality tonics is a mental attitude that is interested and enthused about doing something that is productive and allows an opportunity for self-expression. And then lastly, every one of us personally has back of us the potential of the entire universe. Do you hear that? The entire universe, the cosmos, is there to support us in our ability to express our God-given gifts and talents. And there is an irresistible potential that is pressing against everyone for self-expression. Let it out. Release it. Share it with the world. Don't hide it under a bushel. And if we listen, we shall hear it. It's not as a voice, but rather as a feeling, as a divine urge to express. And if we believe in it, it shall manifest through us. And if we keep our consciousness active and vital and alive to it, then the volume that flows through us by our consent, because of course we have to give it permission, through our consent will necessarily increase, expand, and enhance our spiritual living. But we have to also believe that it will. So fulfilling our creative nature doesn't mean that we have to become a great artist, writer, or inventor. It does mean that we have a natural impulsion to bring our inner creative spiritual nature to some kind of outward expression. And this inner nature is yearning to be manifested in the world. And each of us has something to contribute to make the world a better place. Each of us has something to contribute that is new, that is pleasing, and that is uplifting to our world. We're called to encourage the flow of our unique expression and give it to our life and the life of those around us. And aligning ourselves with our innate abilities to express creatively expands us and allows us to be givers to life of our spirit-bequeathed gifts. And in turn, these will further the advancement of all life around us and create happiness and fulfillment. And expressing the most that we are is realizing our potential. And as you know, we only use, they say, about 10% of our brain. So I imagine that we're probably using a lot less of that dormant, innate creativity and ability. And so, of course, we have to make conscious use of what God has given us if we want to receive more. That's the law, right? That's the law of giving and receiving. These ideas are supported factually in our outer world, in that every dollar donated and spent on the arts by our governments returns a third more of that dollar right back to the economy. That's more than some of our most major industries like oil and gas, and more than entrepreneurship itself. So what that means is that people do understand, and they do appreciate, and they do value the arts, the aesthetics, music, and beauty. Looking for ways to express your creative nature will also reveal ever more of that nature through you. And as we mindfully turn our attention to it, we may be surprised at the limitless potential that resides within us. Using it more and more effectively will bless and prosper not only ourselves, but the world. We spend a lot of our life energies supporting our lives on the outer. We focus on our jobs, our homes, our money, and the outer requirements of living. But without beauty, without music, without the aesthetics, without great works of art, wonderful books, life itself would be without color and without joy, and really might not be as much fun. So, in summary and in closing, can you imagine a life without creative expression? Without beauty? Without music? And aesthetic appeal? Where every building was just a cement rectangle with no flourish? Where every meal was just gray potatoes and meat? Where every wall and every home was whitewashed in wallpaper with nothing hanging on it? Where every story told was simply a flat, anecdotal record of the facts? We are created with a flourish and a magnificence that's meant to be carried through to life itself. We'll thrive on it, and our world will thrive on it too, because we are creative beings. Our lives are destined to fulfill the creative expression of life itself. We are mirrors of the creative mind. Therefore, our means of fulfillment is to use this mind for its ever expression through whatever means we have available to us. And I want you all to repeat this affirmation with me, if you would, after me. I'll do it stanza by stanza. I've got a little carried away, so it's kind of long. My creative expressions are everywhere present. I contribute to a world of beauty and wonder.
I contribute to a world of beauty and wonder.
Because it's my divine nature.
Because it's my divine nature.
I am led to ever greater expression of my creative self.
I am led to ever greater expression of my creative self.
In a world that is blessed.
In a world that is blessed.
And made ever more pleasing.
By my contribution.
I am a conscious creator of delight.
I am a conscious creator of delight.
And it comes through me with ease and grace.
And it comes through me with ease and grace.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen. Amen.